Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, welcome to Saturday Night. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And I'm hacked off about something. You need to know, America, the scam is not over yet. If somebody has convinced you that it is, they have lied to you. If somebody has told you that life is back to normal, they are not telling you the truth. My very show is having to be produced tonight under false pretense. What do I mean by that? I have one producer who made a visit to a state, out of state. He lives in New York State, but he made a visit to another state. And the governor of New York, without any lawful authority, is just issuing these executive orders left and right.
Now, I feel like saying you can't have coconut milk tonight. There, I put in an executive order and we'll fine you money if you violate this. That's not what he did, by the way. Cuomo has this list of states that he doesn't like in particular, mostly red states. And he has given himself this rubric, this combination, this formula, this equation of some sort. That if a state falls into, he then adds it to this list and claims that he has the authority to fine you $2,000 if you don't abide by his wishes on regarding the states that are on that list. And here's what he said. If you visit these states, you have to stay self-quarantined for 14 days. How he's going to enforce this, I have no idea. But my employees, wanting to be honorable people, trying to do what is right, think that it is wiser to observe that unlawful executive order. So therefore, we have had to revert back to the remote production of this show for tonight. And friends, it's just part of the lousy pile of baloney that's being shoveled your way. If you were to take a survey at this very moment, and somebody was to tell you how many, ask you this question, how many children do you believe have died due to COVID-19 in 2020's America? What would your answer be? More than 1,000? More than 100? There's been 129,000 people that have had COVID-19 attributed as their cause of death in 2020. I think so, maybe more than that now. Would you assume that 1,000 or more children had been killed by the virus? Would you have assumed at least 100 children had been killed by the virus? If you were just an observer of the media that you've seen all around you, all of the talking heads, all the television, all the hysterical members of the Church of Karen on social media, you know these types. These worried, anxiety-ridden tattletales that are running around, pulling their hair out, stomping their feet, saying we're killing granny or we're killing their kids. I had this one mom go after me on Facebook this week, went on and on about this child that has been suffering with symptoms for 108 days. And she said, we don't know enough about this virus. Look, this child, she picked one example, this child has gone on for 108 days, and look at the misery that this child is living through. You know what happened when you went and you looked and you read the actual story of the child that had suffered with these symptoms, and they are awful symptoms, and I feel very badly for the family? In the fourth paragraph of the very story, it says the child tested negative for COVID. Friends, you are being shoveled the biggest pile of baloney, and it's just getting thicker and thicker. If you go to the CDC website tonight,
If you look at it now, you will find that the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, which is supposedly tracking every death in America, supposedly, you will find that there are three children that they say have died with COVID-19 positive test results. But in none of those three cases, not a single one, as of tonight, as we're sitting here talking, not a single one has been relegated to COVID-19 as either the primary cause or the sole cause. In fact, the classification on the CDC site doesn't even list it as a contributing factor to the deaths of the three kids. In Texas, they're wringing their hands tonight. Oh my goodness, they had 130 people die of COVID, supposedly, yesterday. Oh, but did you know in the state of Texas, 542 people die every single day? And the average wasn't above normal yesterday. But they had 132 people die of COVID. The panic, the distraction, the untruths, they're not reporting deaths anymore. They're reporting new cases. And as they go about doing this, friends, they are designed, their intention to do it is to scare you into paralysis so that you don't live your life, so that we don't return to normal. New case confirmations are skyrocketing. They're supposed to. The amount of testing that we're doing is shattering every record on planet Earth. More people are being tested by the day. And let me just lay this little tidbit on top of all of it. I had not one but three sources confirmed to me last night, a Friday evening, not working. This information was sent to me by sources that I trust, that in multiple states, they have begun to count those who have tested positive for COVID antibodies as confirmed new cases of COVID-19. Now, what do you think that does? That's the testing equivalent of double dipping. If you're testing positive for the antibodies, you've either already had it and it passed, or you never even knew you had it. But you don't currently have it. You can't currently have it and also have the antibodies. You have the virus or the antibodies. Now, why would they do this? Well, we need to ask that question, and we deserve to get answers for it. But friends, this game, this shell game that these politicians and these bureaucrats in these government entrenched offices, they are not taking your well-being into account. And for every one of you Karens that's getting on Facebook and pointing your digital finger in my face saying, "You're trying to kill my kid," go read your actual stories. Do your actual research. Right now, we have treatments that are effective by the dozen. The plasma, the remdesivir, the hydroxychloroquine, which, thank you very much, this microphone was responsible for bringing to the president's attention and eventually the nation's. You've got vaccine development underway, which I think is contributing to the problem. But you've also got things like a study out of Israel this week where they have figured out that if you treat the virus as though it feeds off of fat, which it does, that many of the cholesterol drugs are also highly effective in dispersing the virus in less than 5 days. Friends, this is all being done to keep control of you. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. All right, Kevin McCullough, that's my rant for tonight. I've got a lot of stuff to get to. Joining us tonight, Kurt Schlichter from townhall.com. If you read my column at townhall.com, I'm sure you've no doubt seen Kurt's columns as well. We generally tend to both trend similar times during the week. He has a brand new book that is really compelling. It's 21 lies that the media is telling about Trump and you. Yes, they're telling them about you as well. We also are going to get, how would you like to get $1,500 back from those who have wrongfully reported your credit rating on your credit report. There's a brand new settlement in a class action case where the average person's going to get $1,500 back because people have put wrong information on your credit report and you've likely been denied some credit that you deserved. All right, we'll get to that. And then in the ladies' lounge, a whole packed hour. We've got Nicole Malliotakis, Kristen B. Tate, Kaylee Triller, and Kelsey Bowler in hour number two. You're not going to want to miss a single moment of this broadcast. Kevin McCullough, the most important and the most listened to weekend broadcast in all of America. And thank you, Talkers Magazine, for the 10th year in a row recognizing us as one of the heavy 100, the most important talk show hosts in the country. We were honored to be included for our 10th year. That's a personal best for us. All right, coming right back from New York. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. What if someone told you that there are 21 major lies that the media has been pushing at you about the president? And oh, by the way, they all imply something about you as well. Would you believe them? I know in New York we have a difficult journey to trod here because, you know, the media is based here, and many of us don't know a lot of other people that believe exactly the way we do, and yet that's one of the reasons why I love being here, because it's one of the best places to have these kinds of conversations. But Kurt Schlichter, columnist at Town Hall, longtime trial lawyer and retired Army infantry colonel who's active in the reserves, and someone that commands a great respect in his following online, has written this brand new book that tackles this question, the 21 biggest lies about Donald Trump and you. It is published by our friends at Regnery. And Kurt, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio for the first time.
Thank you, Kevin. It's about time. I've known about you for a while. I'm like, I want to get on this guy's show.
No, I appreciate that.
Work out till now.
Yeah, when anybody says to me that they've been reading me since they started at Town Hall, I'm like, okay, this person has really been around a while.
Because, oh yeah, you annoy me because often you trend higher than I do.
Well,
which
I'm
a very competitive guy. I'm an LA trial lawyer.
Okay.
And so you get in there and you write some great stuff and people love it.
As long as the truth gets out, man, that's what it's about.
Got to keep me sharp.
So let me ask you this. You now practice law, but you were 27 years in the infantry. What do you find compelling about your life now that's different than when you were in uniform?
Well, look, I was active in reserve, so I spent probably 5-6 years of it active. Including in the Cold War, which makes lie number four, Donald Trump, is a tool of the Russians, particularly amusing for me. Cause like I said, I was literally in the Cold War.
Right.
And I get bombarded on Twitter by these 25-year-old, Vox blue checks with a goatee who can't do a push-up telling me I'm not tough enough about the Russians. And I don't remember them, shivering in the cold outside of Stuttgart at our, fighting position with orders to die in place if the Russians come.
Yeah.
So that's always particularly.
No, the woke flakes have been particularly annoying in the post-riot era because I've got cousins that are half my age that keep telling me that I have no idea what I'm talking about. And, you know, I've actually helped organize things like getting filters in public libraries on the south side of Chicago with every black pastor that was in the city and in southern suburbs in that area years ago. I mean, it's amazing the arrogance that the youngest generation now has, now that they're finally aware of some of these things that they feel like are now, you know, world shaping in terms of importance.
Well, it's always good to have young people leveraging the full benefit of their inexperience to help teach me about stuff. I mean, look, I've only got a bachelor's degree and a law degree and a strategic studies degree from the Army War College, and I've only lived on three continents, and I've only started a business and been a lawyer and had best-selling books and written. But you've got a byline at the gosh, my parents are disappointed in me.com news. And I really want to hear what you have to say about a place you've never been and doing things you've never done, you half-wit little creep. Get out of my face. I will slug you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I come from.
Having set the context there. The media is the biggest, I believe, the biggest criminal in the entire equation, because it's one thing for Democrats to behave as Democrats will. I kind of expect them to. It's one thing for our side to traditionally have been fairly buttoned up and respectable and deal with people with integrity, and when people don't, we call them out and set them aside. I mean, there's been kind of this kind of tradition. The media, though,
has been more in the tank and more just blatant. We're not even going to try to appear impartial or try to just tell the basic facts of stories anymore. And it's really the media's complicitness in telling the lies that you've identified in your book that have made them possible for people to be believed.
Well, that's true. Like all our major institutions, that have been, the media has been taken over by active leftists, and it is dying of exhaustion and suicide. And that's true of Hollywood. That is true of academia.
Yes.
That's true to some extent, I'm sorry to say, the active duty military. All these institutions are too exhausted to fight for the values that got them where they are. You know, if I'm an editor of the New York Times, Kurt Schlichter's editor of the New York Times, and today my town hall article is literally an article I submitted to the New York Times, and they wouldn't run because they're a bunch of sissies.
I read it. I kind of get why, but go ahead.
Yeah, I have an edge. If a bunch of junior staffers from the newsroom came in and said, we feel that you running an article by a sitting U.S. senator that represents the views of about 60% of Americans, to judge by polls, the extent you can believe polls about anything, that, you know, military force can be should be used where necessary to suppress rioting. We think that's physical violence to us. We're literally shaking, and we want you to be fired. I would say, okay, let me give you a guided tour. That's my couch. That's my desk. That's my door. Get the hell out and be lucky I'm not firing you. And if you ever come and tell me again what I am and am not going to do, that will be your last day here at the New York Times. Get out. You know, the power of no, Kevin, must be unleashed. I don't understand why anyone is afraid of these glass jawed little weasels. They can't even do a push-up.
Well,
tell them no. Even in intersectionality, normative racism, and blah, blah, blah. No. Get away from me. You're an idiot.
But there's been plenty of telling people no that don't agree or look like or fall into the shadow of what they want to go along with. So nobody that wants to go to church can actually meet. Our congregation is actually going to pull all four of our campuses together. We're going to have 4,000 people at church this coming Sunday, which is going to be kind of cool. We're going to do it on a baseball stadium's field. But we're gonna get together. But there's been other riots and protests and other things getting together for the last 3 weeks that nobody seemed to be concerned about.
Well, that's true. My church, and of course it's a California church, so I always wear my
Hawaiian shirt.
Well, I'm not allowed to do that. That's Bugaloo Boys. No, I always wear my good cargo shorts.
Oh, there you go.
They have decided, because it's fairly close packed, that they're going to do stuff by distance. That's their choice. We didn't wait for a government. We made that choice as a community, and that's our choice. But now we've got, you know, Governor Gavin Newsom, I guess Cuomo's worse, but you know, he's pretty bad. We're trying to keep
It's a coin flip at this point, as far as I'm concerned.
It's a coin flip, but it's saying, well, you know, you can't go to church and sing, but you can go out and protest because I believe in science, and science teaches us that wokeness provides immunity to a pathogen.
We're speaking with Kurt Schlichter. The book is 21 of the Biggest Lies About Trump and You, and it's brand new today by Regnery Publishing, our good sister organization that does great work. And every one of them, friends, is something that you're gonna, if you can't at least chuckle at the title of the chapter, reading the substance of them will make you angry, but at least you understand where this is coming from. He's actually poking fun at all of these, woke flakes. I've been using that word for the last week or so.
Word.
Yeah, it's so perfect for those little...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Florida has reported more than 10,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases. Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is taking necessary steps to handle the increase in cases.
We've also deployed a large number of healthcare personnel that the state had been working with or had on contract. And so some of those have been deployed to places like South Florida, the Tampa Bay area.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says mandatory restrictions seem to be working.
We put a mask order in place 3 weeks ago, and so we've seen significant adherence to that out in the community. The county put a mask ordinance in over 2 weeks ago, and so, you know, that, I believe, is starting to show positive results. We're seeing a flattening out in the number of those cases.
This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kevin McCullough back with you, Radio Night Live. Kurt Schlichter, my guest. Kurt, let's turn to 2020. What's the story with Joe Biden?
The simple fact is Joe Biden is in cognitive decline. He is too old to be president, and he's too unhealthy. There is 0% chance that he will debate the president. That will not happen.
So even though he's promised it, you don't believe it's going to occur?
Oh, it absolutely will not occur. And how they're going to sell it, the media will high five them. Is I don't want to normalize this as normative racist patriarchal oppression system of racism and stuff that Trump represents. I don't want to normalize him. You know,
wow.
I don't want to normalize the guy America elected president. And he will be celebrated by the left. And normal people are going to go, and, you know, it kind of seems that Trump's holding back, holding fire on him a little.
It does.
They want to get him nominated, and I think they want to wait till September when people are paying attention, because Trump's a normal guy. He knows that most people don't care about politics until about, you know, Labor Day.
Yeah.
And then when they've locked this creepy weirdo in, He's going to unleash. And in the old days, you would see the Johnny Carson joke about him being old, and that's how you knew it was in the consciousness. They won't kind of, none of the hosts will do it now. They're too busy trying to cover up their past blackface antics, like they were the governor of Virginia or
something.
But it'll start entering people's conscious through social media, and you will see you're going to see Trump, who is a master of controlling the narrative, and the best antidote to the lies against him and us. He's going to tweet out something like, "Joe Biden is obviously suffering signs of dementia. He should withdraw." And then the media will go nuts about it and how horrible it is Trump to say that, and everyone's going to go,
"He's right."
Yeah, I guess he is kind of demented.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've already got people telling me that they feel that way about it, and then the larger question there becomes, Kurt, and it's not unlike questions that people who had proper pause about Trump in 2016. The reason, so I was a cruise guy through Indiana, and
me
then,
too. I wrote
and
then, checks.
And then
I'm an LA lawyer. I put money on it.
And then I fell in line with him being the better of the two options. And from that point on, I've been just anything but disappointed. I've been, you know, thrilled in terms of as a president of my lifetime, what he's accomplished. But part of the reason that ended up happening was because I was taking a look at who he was putting around him. And I think it's going to be telling to see who Joe Biden begins to put around him, beginning with his VP pick, because at the end of the day, you know that that's going to be of greater influence on him as a person than maybe any group of people have ever influenced a presidential candidate, given his own circumstances.
That's absolutely correct. I mean, you know, he's Pinocchio, and there are going to be 50 Geppettos holding his strings. Okay? And, I'm not going to do a nose joke. This is Salem.
Weekend at Biden's.
With Biden, you don't want to go down any road unless you know what's at the end.
That's
of the
right.
Tunnel,
that's right.
Because he's a creepy dude. The bottom line is he's not going to be president. Somebody else is going to be. Some group of leftists is going to be president. He's going to be a figurehead and an empty figurehead at that. So I think I think it's very clear that the left will attempt to take over if he gets in. And I think people are seeing what the left means. The left means 8-year-old girls being killed on your streets because you've ordered the cops to hang back because you don't want to upset the communists.
Yeah. This is one of the things.
A beautiful 8-year-old girl in Atlanta is dead. This is serious stuff. They are killing children because Democratic governors and mayors will not act to protect the people. When they order the cops out, the cops go out. And frankly, the cops are probably like, if you're not going to back me up, I'm not taking the risk.
Well, in New York City alone, we're seeing a 49% early retirement increase. And that's, we're not going to be able to survive
that. Double in shootings.
Beyond that, 600 murders in the last 6 weeks since George Floyd's death across the country.
But you know who's not getting murdered? It's not the withered woke wine women with their copies of White Fragility.
Oh, no.
The upper east side brownstoners,
the ones that have the defund police signs in their $3 million brownstones, they don't have these people in their neighborhood. Because as soon as you have this stuff comes to that neighborhood, they're going to be saying, well, where's the police?
No. Yeah. The guys with the BLM signs, the Black Lives Matter signs, are see the black man start dialing the cops stuff, people. Their neighborhoods are whiter than a Mitt Romney family reunion.
The 21 biggest lies about Donald Trump and you. Kurt Schlichter is the author. As you can tell, he speaks his mind. Kurt, this was long overdue. Thanks for coming on the show, and we will be back in touch with you soon.
Hey, I loved it, and anytime you want to talk, I'm up for it. Thank you so much for having me.
Kurt Schlichter, Regnery Publishing, the 21 biggest lies about Donald Trump and you. On the street today. Get your copy now. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. Have you ever wondered why your credit score has such an important role in your life? You may not even know what it's made up of, but did you know that there have been people purposefully misreporting things that they shouldn't have, and it's probably hurt your credit? Jim Francis is a consumer attorney. Jim, I'm not even sure I know what my credit score is made of.
So the credit score really is made up of several factors. First, it's your payment history. Do you pay your bills on time? Do you pay them 60 days late, 90 days late, 120 days late? Do you how timely are you with your bills? So that's one factor. Another factor is your debt to credit ratio, right? Are you carrying low balances on your credit cards, or are you maxed out, right? If you have low balances in relation to the ultimate credit limit, that's better. If you are way at the top and very close to the credit limit or maxed out, that's going to lower your credit score. Another factor, which people aren't aware of, is the length of your credit history. So if you have an account with Chase or Citibank for 20 years, you get more credit for that and a boost in your score than if you have an account that's just open for a year. So one of the misconceptions that people have is that, oh, I'll just close my cards or cancel my cards. And I say, wait, don't do that so fast. If you have accounts for cards that are in good standing, right, you get credit for that the longer they're open. And then finally, another factor that impacts your credit score is the frequency within which you apply for credit. So if you shop around in a particular month and make 30 credit applications, that's going to drive your score down, whereas if you apply for credit once a year. Those are the main factors, but again, the ultimate score is a very highly proprietary score sold by the credit reporting agency.
Well, if it's so proprietary, then it seems like to me it would have been fairly easy for inaccurate information to get in there. This Equifax case seems to illustrate that. How does inaccurate information on the credit or background check get in there? How does it hurt us? Talk to us about what happened in Equifax's case.
Sure. So all different questions. In general, inaccurate information gets onto your credit report a few different ways. First, it can come from the creditors that report information about you. So your credit report contains information that's been reported by your existing creditors. So if you have a credit card or a mortgage, every month those companies are reporting to each of the big three. So if that source is reporting inaccurate information, that will end up as an inaccuracy in your credit report. But as commonly, the inaccuracy comes from within the credit reporting agency itself, that there's a problem within the computer system. There is a linkage between consumers who have no relation to each other, so that consumer A's credit gets mixed up with consumer B's credit. Consumer B pays their bills on time. Consumer A doesn't. Consumer B applies for credit. And that person's information gets on the credit report, drives down their score, and prevents them from getting credit. And then there are also other sources that the credit reporting agencies get information from. There are vendors that they use, companies which aggregate data, or we'll call them data miners or data aggregation companies. So those are the three main sources that the CRAs get their information from. And if it's inaccurate in any of those sources, then it's going to be on your credit report and it's going to be inaccurate. In this case, in the Equifax case at issue here, Equifax is reporting inaccurate public record information. And public record information really means two things: a tax lien or a judgment, right? Okay. A tax lien could be the IRS places a lien on you, or a state taxing municipality places a lien on you, or a judgment. Somebody sues you and gets a judgment against you, or a credit card company sues you for unpaid balances, gets a judgment against you. What we found was Equifax was misreporting that type of information on consumers' credit reports really in two ways. Number one, they were misreporting somebody else's tax lien or judgment on a consumer's credit report because their names were similar or they had similar personal identifying information. Or B, people who did have a tax lien or a judgment but had paid it off, Equifax was not reporting the updated payment. So that hurts you. If you had a lien 3 years ago and you paid it off 3 years ago, that's one thing. If it's open and outstanding, that really hurts you. Hmm. So those are the two types of errors that were at issue in this case, what we call misattribution, attributing somebody else's credit on another person's report, as well as failing to update. And so this case, we worked very, very hard to achieve a nationwide settlement wherein which we got people. First of all, we got Equifax to stop reporting this data on credit reports for everybody in the country going forward for at least 5 years. And if they want to continue reporting it, they have to adhere to very strict guidelines and get court approval. B, we created an expedited compensation process, what we call the ADR process, whereby consumers can go onto the settlement website, make a claim without having to consult a lawyer or file a suit, and get a payment of $1,500. So that's the nature of the settlement and the case.
All right. We're speaking with Jim Francis. He's a consumer law attorney and was involved in this Equifax case that the U.S. District Court of Eastern Virginia approved. It's a nationwide settlement that allows Equifax to settle claims related to inaccurate information on your credit reports. We were just talking about what that looks like and kind of what makes that up. How do we know if we qualify, Jim? If Kevin McCullough, I don't know if I applied with something that Equifax was used on. How would I find out?
Well, you want to go to the main website, EquifaxPublicRecordSettlement.com, which okay. spells out all the details and who's involved. Again, EquifaxPublicRecordSettlement.com, it's all there. But I will tell you, sometimes you're going to know, right, because you will have applied for credit and gotten denied because of a judgment or a tax lien that didn't belong to you, or one that did belong to you, but it wasn't reporting in an updated way. So that's one way that you would know. If you have an Equifax credit report, look at it, see whether the information's there. It will not be there if you pull now because, again, part of the settlement, we got all that information deleted from credit reports going forward. And then if you still have questions and neither one of those scenarios helps you, go onto the settlement website and it will walk you through whether you were impacted and what you need to do to make a claim.
All right. Equifax Public Record Settlement. An award-winning short URL, Jim. You guys really did yourself there. Equifax Public Record Settlement. All one word, friends. Equifax is EQUIFAX, Equifax Public Record Settlement.com. Equifax Public Record Settlement.com. Find out if you qualify. It could be $1,500 that's coming to you from this settlement, and that would go a long way to helping you with something in this current economy, I'm sure. Hey, Jim Francis, thanks for your great work, and thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Again, Equifax Public Record Settlement.com. Equifax Public Record Settlement.com. Hope that helps. Coming on back, it's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right,
Kevin McCullough, we've officially gotten to my favorite part of the broadcast tonight. And I'm jazzed to be able to tell you this, friends. Because when you have to understand, when we started on this journey about 6-8 weeks ago, I was fearful. I was fearful that we weren't going to be able to do what we had done in the past. I was fearful that even though I knew that some of these negotiations were ongoing and underway already, I was fearful that we weren't going to be able to see the project through, because when the pandemic hit and then when the riots hit you just saw the financial downturn of the economy, I thought, man, people are going to they're not going to want to help. Because naturally they're going to be focused on their own situation. And what am I talking about? Well, here at Radio Night Live, for the third year in a row this spring, we have been on a very ardent journey to do something amazing. And that is to liberate actual human slaves. Our partner in all of this is Christian Solidarity International. And they do a phenomenal job. They have, in the Sudan region, they have been negotiating and getting slaves liberated for since about 3 years before the Sudanese Civil War ended. And the way it works is really simple. For $250, we can purchase a cattle vaccine that the slave masters in northern Sudan deem as more valuable than the life of their slave. These slaves were taken as wrongful fruits of war between the north and the south. These are jihadists that hold them. But we have Arab retrievers that do the negotiations, that convince them into letting the slave go. We trade the vaccine for the slave. The slave gets returned to South Sudan, where their family is at, where they have the protection of the government, where they are not going to be re-enslaved. And the liberation and the reunion and all of that is just an amazing thing. And we've been telling you about it here on this broadcast for the last 3 years. Well, our goal was to undertake and understand that there were 96 slaves that we had identified. And you have to send the retriever up into the north. He has to kind of penetrate the defenses of some of the encampments and the settlements where the slaves are owned and the slave owners live. And then in a very underground railroad kind of way, they go and retrieve them and bring them back. Well, we knew of 96 that could be liberated. Friends, we have enough to liberate 83 of them. We are only 13 away. 13 away from releasing all 96 that were on the list. Here's the phone number, 888-342-1010. If you've been intending to, this is the time to do it. 888-342-1010. $250 will liberate one. I need 13 of you to say, yeah, we'll do one. And if you can do more than one, and several of you have. This year, we have a record number of people that have done two slaves, and that's just amazing as well. 888-342-1010. But we are 13 slaves away from getting all 96 of this spring's goal liberated. 888-342-1010. You can do $25 a month for 10 months. You can do $125 a month for 2 months, or one-time gift of $250. Our family has chosen to do four this year. I hope that you will stand with us. Please, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. We are so close. I can almost taste the freedom. Can you?
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.